One of the most beautiful churches in Milwaukee, my hometown and where I now live, is named after today's saint, Josaphat. Hello, I'm Father James Kubicki, and here in Milwaukee, this huge church, which is a basilica, or a church where the Pope would celebrate Mass should he ever come to visit, is a tribute to many Polish immigrants who sacrificed to build it. But who was Saint Josaphat? He's known as the Apostle of Union because he gave his life to promote unity between the Orthodox and Catholic churches. He was born into an Orthodox family, but as an adult joined one of the Eastern churches that had recently restored union with the Roman Catholic Church. He became a monk and an archbishop, and he gave his life trying to bring divided Christians together. He was killed by a mob who opposed his efforts. The Basilica of St. Josaphat stands over the south side of Milwaukee and can be seen for miles. It's a symbol of the strength and beauty of the church and of her members, great and small. Wouldn't a united church, a church in which all Christians, Orthodox and Catholic, Anglican and Protestant come together, be an even greater witness to the faith? You and I need to pray harder for unity among Christians. For this was Jesus' own desire when he prayed at the Last Supper these words that we find in John's Gospel, chapter 17. May they all be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. May they be brought to perfection as one, that the world may know that you sent me, and that you loved them as you loved me.